doesn't care about you. That's why you need a medical emergency kit. It contains life-saving medications like ivermectin, Z-Pak, and antibiotics. Stock them before they block them.
This is a special report.
Knowing how to invest your money is harder than ever before. Dealing with stock market volatility, record debt, and terrorist attacks requires new thinking. At U.S. Asset Management, we can help you see the world more clearly so that you can move beyond the chaos and invest with confidence. Call us, visit us online, or drop by our office. U.S. Asset Management, helping you make better decisions with your money.
Welcome back to our Eurobyte show. We have with us a very informative analyst, Thierry Laurent, who is in France. And he contacted me and he wants to get a message out to the American people. So Thierry, thanks for coming on and appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks very much, Todd. It's always a pleasure to discuss with you on the show. We still have a lot of things to talk about today, and especially regarding, in fact, the US elections. Mm-hmm. So basically, those elections that are going to occur in October, November are the most important election in the human history. It is a moment of truth for American people. Mm-hmm. We have former President Trump versus Kalamar, deep state mafia octopus. And when I look at those two people, I can associate them with the following choice. It's a choice between freedom and slavery. It is a choice between peace and endless war. It is a choice of a real vision of the world versus a distorted illusion. So I would like, in fact, to summarize the situation we are going through today. We are living in the most dangerous period of all time because the global oligarchy is running after the President Trump by any means. He had to go through the COVID crisis, and in my book, Ukraine, A Warning to the World, I've been putting all the direct evidence and the indirect evidence showing that this virus might have been released to make sure that Donald Trump will not get reelected in 2020. They have been running after him on the judicial point of view, because mm-hmm. Soros have been bribing judges in the way that he will not be able to apply to the next presidency. They have been trying to assassinate him, and there is a lot of shadow arrear that needs to be cleared out in regard of the very poor job that the U.S. Secret Services have been providing to protect him. There are a lot of videos showing that everybody was aware of the sniper on the on the roof, and there was absolutely no move to stop him to proceed to the shooting. But even worse right now, in Europe are spread the news that this shooting was a setup. There is a website called International Network. I will send you the reference. That is saying that Donald Trump is the second face of the same coin, a coin that would be called George Soros. And this is quite shocking for me, because I would like to debunk this fake news. Do you mind putting the schema that I have been sending you before the show?
Give me a second. You sent that on Telegram, right?
Yes.
Hold on. I forgot about that.
So during this time, I would like, in fact, to describe the Trump program that is debunking completely this theory saying that, in fact, all this story was a setup. Mm-hmm. So basically, we know George Soros. We know what he's doing. He's running an organization called Open Society with a very specific new world agenda. Okay, this is about, in fact, to set governance that would be unique for the entire planet. Mm-hmm. They are working within four axes. You have the social governance. You have the environment, climate governance, which is about the control of the mobility. There is also the management, the global management of Earth through the WHO. They want to impose a green passport. And actually, in Europe, we have a problem because the European Commission is trying to impose this passport within five countries right now as a sort of test. But mm-hmm. we know how the things are happening after that. Mm-hmm. They start a test, and then after they impose it. And the final reasons of this full control mechanism that is set up is the CBDC, mm-hmm. meaning the central bank digital currency. And I am on the same line of Donald Trump and Colonel McGregor. We do believe that this is a tool to control what the people will be buying, and this is a tool to control the life of people. Mm-hmm. So if we look at the program of Donald Trump, he disagrees with the social approach of LGBT. He thinks that the world is constituted of two genders, the man and the woman. There are some discrepancy here because we know that the nature sometimes is making some mistake. And instead of having a karyotype with XX, you have XY. You have XX, XY, and sometimes it happens that there is XXY. Mm-hmm. But you have one case every million people. Mm-hmm. So therefore, this is like a sort of accident. And we should not consider to manage a nation and a society through exception. Mm-hmm. And actually, the people that have this kind of abnormality, they don't even know about it.
Yeah.
So he do not believe in the global warming. He's completely right. And actually, the last news of the Atlantic Ocean dropping in temperature at a pace that nobody can understand is a proof of it. He do not endorse the Bill Gates approach of the WHO. He want to reinstall the people that haven't been vaxxed with the RNA injection, which is a very good move because mm-hmm. those people, they were right, in fact, for not accepting it. I had the opportunity to exchange with Colonel Therese M. Long, and she has been testifying within the within the Texas court that those injections were detrimental to the health of the young soldiers.
Yeah, we've had her on. I know her well. We've had her at an event in Colorado, actually.
Oh, she's strong. That is great. She's a great person, actually.
Yeah.
So basically, when we compare the program of the New World Order, meaning the global oligarchy, and we are comparing with the program of Donald Trump, it is completely antinomic. It's 180 degrees apart of it. So basically, those people trying to associate Trump with George Soros is completely stupid. And this is, in fact, to push the Kamala Harris in the front end to make sure that she is going to be elected. Mm-hmm. So basically, regarding what has been happening during the face-up between Trump and Biden, the Dems have been running into a gigantic panic because they have been understanding that Biden was not able, in fact, to do the job. So they have been catapulting Harris inside of a sort of a democratic coup. And right now, the Dems, we will have, in fact, to deal with Dumb and Dumber because I've been seeing, in fact, the prestation of wars. And this is kind of scary to see this kind of people that are entitled, in fact, to run the country. Mm-hmm. I am a French citizen, so I don't practice English the way that U.S. citizen would. But when I listen to Harris, I am just astonished and I'm just wondering how she has been able, in fact, to access such a position.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering sometimes if she's nuts or if she's alcoholic. You know,
all of the above.
All of the above. Actually, in fact, there is something that I've been noticing with her. When she don't know what to say, she starts to fill the blanks with crazy laughing. Yeah. So basically, sense of humor is a characteristic of intelligence. But if you're laughing out of no reasons, this is just a proof of stupidity.
Yeah. You know? Well, she's a classic puppet, as you say.
So the Dems, they have the propensity to control and to impose. They refuse to face reality. So they talk about equality, they talk about diversity. And I want to point out different things that I've been seeing on the X network later on. Mm-hmm. You know, if people are forgetting about to look at the things the way they are, what does it mean? It means that they are deranged. Mm-hmm. And if they are disconnecting from reality, in fact, they are just projecting themselves into a world that is not existing.
Yes.
Now, I want to quote something that I've been seeing that was extremely shocking to me. There was a pageant competition in Kentucky. Mm-hmm. And there was the finalists were two absolutely gorgeous women. And one trans guy who was terribly fat, ugly, and for a question of equality and diversity, they have been deciding to elect this individual as the winner of the competition. Mm-hmm. So basically, here I see an enormous discrepancy between the fact, the reality, and the perception of the world, the way they want you, in fact, to accept it. Mm-hmm. So basically, I do believe that this is a mechanism of submission. They mm-hmm. want you to believe something that is not existing, to control your mind, to control your psyche, to control your psychology, and to make sure that you will be obeying to whatsoever rules that they want, in fact, to impose. And this is not the way that the society has to be indexed.
Completely agree.
I have been seeing also a man who were showing his genital in the hands on the hospital bed. And he was saying that he was great to have a new vagina for his husband. Mm-hmm. And you see this guy who is actually at least 60 years old with an enormous beard, gray. Is that in fact the mutilation example that they want to project for a society?
Through the pandemic, we can never be caught unprepared again. And so many Americans, when COVID hit, they had nothing in the house. Stores were shut down and doctor's offices were shut down. And even if doctors prescribed drugs, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, pharmacists wouldn't fill the prescriptions. That was a nightmare.
Now the situation is much worse. We have these horrible supply chain problems. In our emergency medical kit at the Wellness Company, we have 8 prescription drugs that are all potentially life-saving.
Most people have died with COVID. They died in the hospital because they didn't receive early treatment.
Every American family should have one of these.
I can tell you the Wellness Company kit is the answer.
This is gigantic traumatism for the kids to see these kind of things.
Yes.
How they can broadcast themselves doing these kind of things. I saw a young man actually in Paris 6 months ago who are doing the same kind of mutilation, mm-hmm. saying mm-hmm. that he wanted to be closer to his girlfriend in the way that she will not take a birth control pill. And this is the reason why he has been mutilating himself, cutting his genital. Mm-hmm. This is just crazy to do that, you know?
Yes.
So basically, is that the society we want to live in? Is it what they call equality or diversity or inclusivity? No, I don't think so. This is a mad world.
Yes.
If we look at the economical program of Harris, I'm quite worrying about what she's proposing. And I do believe that she's a kind of woman that would be compared to Pol Pot or Stalin. Mm-hmm. Actually, in Russia, Vladimir Putin has been rejecting the communist model because it was not appropriate to a society, because it was going against the will of human beings to evolve, mm-hmm. to increase their potential, and to move forward within their living. So basically, what she tried to experience through the program that she's proposing is exactly what the USSR has been proposing as a model. It's the cancellation of the family structure, mm-hmm. through the LGBT rules, ruling enforced by laws. This is the confiscation of the right of thinking properly. This is the confiscation of assets. What is going to be the next step? If you disagree with the way that they are handling the society, would they establish some camp in which, in fact, they will be storing you?
Of course.
This is like, this is completely crazy to look at the society the way it is. This is not the America in which I have been living for 10 years. This is an America that is looking like a Stalin camp. And I wouldn't live in such a place, you know?
Yes, yes.
So basically, this is the reason why I was saying, America is choosing freedom or slavery. What are you going to choose, American people? You can be Dems, you can be Reps, but at the end of the story, you need to respect your constitution.
Well, the issue here in the U.S., if there was a free and fair election, Trump would win by a landslide, but that's not the case. So the issue is, yes, there are a lot of stupid people who will vote the wrong way, but not enough to win an election. So it really is going to come down to the fraud mechanisms, in my opinion. And that's what has to be fought.
And this is a topic that I want to discuss, actually. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All the media right now in the U.S., in Europe, are going hysterical about her because she's a black woman. So I am asking American people, is it the criteria to get elected? Because in my opinion, if I have to vote for an individual, the first criteria should be the capacity of this individual to propose a projection of a nation in the future. Mm-hmm. You need to make the people dreaming, to dream about this world that could be enhanced, a better world, a world in which, in fact, you will be more prosperous, and so on. This is not because you're going to have a person in front of you that is black, or that is a woman, or that is whatsoever you can imagine, mm-hmm. that I am going to vote for this person. I will vote in regard of what this person is going to do for me and for my country. Mm-hmm. So from my perspective point of view, what I see here is that it is not about skill anymore. It is about how you were born. And mm-hmm. this is not right. So basically, those people who are thinking that they are woke, they should awake for real.
Yeah.
And this is the reason why the globalists, they are very, very scared about Donald Trump taking over again in the White House, because they understand absolutely that this would be the end of their one government within the New World Order. And this is also the reason why they want to continue to make sure that the conflict between Ukraine and Russia will be heating up. They really don't understand the conflict. They really don't understand, and they really don't care about the Ukrainians. The only thing that they care about is to make sure they will be controlling Russia, to install their governance, and access its resources, which will be pushing humanity toward a total chaos. Mm-hmm. So actually, in fact, this election will have a huge impact on Europeans in general. Most of the politicians who are corrupted within the European Commission and the parliaments, because they are totally controlled by Soros, they are in panic mode, because they know that if Donald Trump is elected, they will not be backed up anymore. And as Donald Trump wants to stop this conflict between Russia and Ukraine, those people will be humiliated. And therefore, I do believe that this would be certainly the end of the European Union. And if this project is collapsing, they will see their dream to establish a full control on the population. And because for the time being, they are considering Europe as a sort of open air labs in which, in fact, they will put all the procedure necessary to put a control on the population before to go global. Okay. They are considering Europe as if it was a country, but Europe is not a country. What is a country, actually? This is based on a population with its culture, its story, its language, its interest. And we are sets of countries with different languages, different interests, different culture. And it would be very difficult, in fact, to absorb us into a sort of entity as if we were unique. Mm-hmm. It will not work. This is what actually the USSR has been trying. And look how it has been ending. It was a disaster.
Yes.
So basically, through the
just on that point, there's one point that in 2018, the agricultural output of the Russian Federation only matched the output of the Russian country in 1918, 100 years later. It took 100 years for their agriculture to get back to the level it was before the revolution. So that's what it destroyed the entire economy, the intelligentsia, everything. And that's what they want to do here.
Exactly. In fact, it was about motivation. Mm-hmm. If people do not have interest in the fruit of their work, what is going to happen? They will do exactly the minimum.
Yes.
But depending on the context, on the meteo, on different condition, if your harvest does not match the needs of the population, you are running a disaster.
Yes.
This is why this model of kolkhoz does not work. So basically, actually, in European Union, they try to do the same thing. They try to destroy our agriculture. They try to destroy the farmers by regulation and policies that are so complex for them that this would be making them disappearing. Mm-hmm. And this is the reason why they want to continue this conflict in Ukraine, because their plan is about to make sure that Ukraine will be producing for entire Europe. They are making exactly the same mistake that the USSR has been putting together. You have one region has to work on agriculture. The other region has to work on the industry of automotive and so on. But they are looking at this entity of Europe as if it was just one country. Mm-hmm. But this is not serving the interest of each population. So basically, it doesn't make sense and it will go absolutely nowhere.
Yes.
On top of it, we in Europe, we are facing major censorship ruling.
Yes.
Which has been established by the European Commissioner, Thierry Breton. He has been putting together a new policy called the DSA. It's called Digital Services Act. And he wants to control whoever is saying whatsoever on the social network. Actually, there was a big precedent that has been set between Elon Musk and him, because these men have been daring to write a letter to Elon Musk telling him that he didn't have the right to interview Donald Trump because that would give an edge to this candidate better than the other. So basically, everybody knows the answer that Elon Musk has been making. It was quite rude, but actually he was right. Because he, as a European, should not interfere within the process of election within another country. And actually he was doubled down by the Congress because he has been receiving a letter telling him that he was entitled to prison if he was continuing within this line of conduct. And actually, we in Europe, we cannot thank enough Elon Musk for whatsoever he has been doing. This is the greatest move to make sure that the First Amendment in the US would be respected, the freedom of speech, but also for us, because these men has been putting together all the process necessary to stop us to talk.
Yes.
And I want to refer to what has been happening during the COVID crisis. We were a group that has been gathering all the side effects of this vaccine, which has been a real disaster. And actually, right now, what we know is that this is not a vaccine because it does not correspond to what a vaccine should have been doing. It is what we call a genic injection. Mm-hmm. And the number of people that has been dying out of it is absolutely enormous. Actually, I have three friends that are in cemetery today because of this.
Yeah.
And I'm really glad. So basically, every newspaper, every individuals, every group of individuals that were trying to expose the problem of this technology that never been tested was entitled of immediate sanction and censorship.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not acceptable. Actually, because Elon Musk has been opening the platform, right now the truth is emerging. And this is fantastic because right now we would be able, in fact, to make sure that this will be never occurring again. This is the reason why I do believe that Trump have been making a fantastic move to ask Elon Musk to join his team.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a third move that has been done, absolutely extraordinary. To see Robert Kennedy coming on board is a proof of intelligence of Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
He's showing the Dems and the Reps that it is not about a party or another. It is about a nation that need, in fact, to reinstall dialogue between two blocks. Today, I do believe that the American society has been polarized and divided at a point that this is very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
This can bring to social brawling and conflict that can be like a sort of new civil war. And bringing Kennedy on board is a fantastic move because he would put fairness in the vision of the US society, and he will bridge, in fact, those two blocks that has been falling up, coming apart.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I would like to make a call to Senator Kennedy in the way that he will be setting up the Nuremberg of COVID.
If you haven't noticed, gold has reached a new high, all-time highs, actually, and keeps going up every day. Why is that? It's because precious metals are a long-time historical store of value. And if you own a portfolio and you have assets in the fiat currencies, i.e. stocks, bonds, cash, or whatever, you're vulnerable to hyperinflation, which is coming as our debt explodes another trillion every 90 days. It's really scary. So how do you protect yourself? Go to Advisor Metals. If you look on any of our CDM.press sites, about halfway down, there's an ad for Advisor Metals. Click on it, fill out the form for your contact info, and Igor Bashatsky will contact you and talk to you. It's an easy conversation. There's no sales pitch. He's completely verified by us. He has a regulatory background we've checked into. We've checked with his bankers. We've checked with his IRA custodians for metals. And we can highly recommend Advisor Metals and ERA. So go to Advisor Metals. If you call them directly, tell them we sent you at CDM, and he'll definitely take care of you. But protect your portfolio because you really need to. It's coming. Thank you.
Because we need justice to be enforced. A lot of people have been suffering of those injections. A lot of people have been deprived of their own rights. They have been deprived of work. And their life have been turned into real chaos.
Mm-hmm.
This is the reason I believe that reinstalling the military guys who refused the injection is a fantastic move. And we in Europe, and especially in France, we still have this problem because Macron refused to reinstall all the doctors and the nurses who refused the injection when our hospital right now are lacking of personnel, and the patients that are in the ambulance, they are coming to the hospital and they are dying within ambulance because there is absolutely nobody to take care of them.
Yeah.
This problem has to be solved. and it has to be solved globally and worldwide. This is the reason why he need to work on that.
What do you want to say about the Durov arrest?
This is something very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a part of the topics I would like to discuss after looking at the way that the conflict is moving right now.
Mm-hmm.
The world has been losing its balance, and the Russian-Ukraine war is the symbol of it. The last development in Kursk are terribly dangerous because this is turning the story into a casus belli. Mm-hmm. We know that there are 40% of the forces that has been incursing within the Russian territory that are coming from NATO. We know mm-hmm. it. We have been analyzing them. We are hearing the people speaking French, speaking English. We have even some military guys from France that has been bragging on TV that they were on the soil. And I do believe that Vladimir Putin is quite patient to accept these kind of things without moving the conflict to a level that can turn into a third world war. So basically, the things that are happening in Ukraine right now is not in favor of Ukraine because they do not have the supply chain necessary. They do not have the personnel. They do not have the stamina for it because the people have been understanding that it was not their war. This is the reason why the recruitment of the new brigades are running so low.
Mm-hmm.
They are knowing that there are a lot of people dying and they don't want to die anymore. It's finished.
Yeah.
But the European Union is pushing very hard to make sure that this conflict will be continuing to reposition themselves. But this week, they know that the things are turning really, really bad. And Macron has been pushing to organize a meeting between all the ministers of foreign affairs and the minister of defense this week to make sure that the support of to Ukrainians will be made by personnel sent on the territory of Ukraine or Russia. We don't know. So basically, this is the reason why I'm very, very scared now, mm-hmm. because we have five countries that are refusing categorically, in fact, to move forward to what Macron is proposing. We have Germany, Bulgaria, Slovakia, Hungary, I don't remember the fifth one. Germany has a major problem. 42% of the big industry want to move out of the country. And there are elections that has to be set up in September or October in Germany. Scholz knows that if he continue to support Ukraine on a financial point of view, this is going to blow to his face. So therefore, we have here two blocks within the European Union, one that want to continue this conflict and the one which is in minority that want to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that the arrestation of Pavel Durov is linked to the fact that the Russian army is using heavily its platform.
Yes.
And they are using it as a mechanism, extremely sophisticated, of encryption to make sure that their exchange are completely secure.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a consequence that nobody has been seeing coming. And you know what is it? You know that Pavel Durov has a third nationality. He has an Emirates passport.
Mm-hmm.
And today, the Emirate, who has been signing a contract to get 80 Rafale warplane, this is a $16 billion contract, has been canceling the
right.
deal.
Do you think that is that significant pressure on Macron?
I do believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, he has been making this move. And despite the release of Durov, now we are facing a losses of $16 billion. And for mm-hmm. our economy, this is significant.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you know that France has a major problem of elections. And I believe that Macron is trying to find some scapegoat in the way that people will not look at where is the real problem, because the real problem is him. Mm-hmm. You see? Mm-hmm. So this is the reason why we, the patriots in France and in Europe, we are deeply convinced that Donald Trump is going to help in resolving the tensions that are running around all over the world right now. He will reestablish a sort of economic balance in the world, which has been completely imbalanced with the growing of the BRICS. But I was telling my groups, the different groups in which I am evolving, that we need a sort of balance, because if there is an imbalance, then there will be conflict again. And we need to come out with a way to handle the relationship internationally, to make sure that what has been happening between Russia and Ukraine will not occur again.
Yes.
So basically, you know, Lafayette in 1781 went in the U.S. to help America, yes, to get freed of the UK pressure. And today we, the French patriot and the European patriot, we are here for Donald Trump. And if he needs our help, we will be there for him. So basically, we are welcoming him, in fact, to ask whatsoever he needs, in fact, to be elected.
I think the best thing that Europeans could do is expose, you know, what the White House and the U.S. national security establishment is doing behind the scenes, like pushing Macron to arrest Durov and other things like that, to help just inform the American public as to what's happening from your side of the world. I think that's exactly important. Yeah.
So basically, my last call is to address myself to American people. Mm-hmm. You can be Dems, you can be Rep, you can be Black, you can be White, you can be Asian, you can be Mexican, you can be Hispanic, you can be a man, you can be a woman, you can be whoever you want. But at the end of the story, you had to face a nervous crisis with the COVID, and everybody has been hit. Mm-hmm. And actually, in fact, the previous government is totally responsible for that. So basically, when you're going to be voting, think about it. Because now, it is not about to be a Dem or to be a Republican. It is about to make the right choice. Yes. And the right choice is about to respect your constitution and the freedom of speech.
Completely agree, Thierry. Thank you for coming on today. Very informative. We will get this out everywhere. So,
thank you very much, Todd, for your time. And it's always a pleasure, in fact, to speak with you.
Yes, for sure. Take care, my friend.
Bye.